Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is quite pleasant. Jerusalem enjoys a mild evening with clear skies. Tel Aviv is slightly warmer, a typical night by the coast. Haifa, too, remains comfortable, making it a good time for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just now that the UAE intercepted two drones from Iran. This comes as the Qatari Prime Minister warns Iran against using the Strait of Hormuz as a pressure tool. Also, Ynet has quoted Prime Minister Netanyahu earlier today, stating that the war with Iran is not over despite a ceasefire. He insists that Iran's nuclear capabilities must be dismantled. Also this hour, JNS informs us that the IDF has dismantled Gaza terror tunnels. The Kafir Brigade discovered weapons and explosives during these operations. Separately, I-24 News reports from earlier today that the IDF conducted overnight operations in southern Lebanon. This follows threats from Iran's Revolutionary Guard against U.S. bases. And finally, Axios reports that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This proposal aims to ease tensions but presents political challenges for Netanyahu. Reaction has been swift on social media. I-24N, EWS English, noted minutes ago that IDF Chief of Staff Eyal Zamir warns of a collapse in the reserve army without immediate reforms. Iris, a social media commentator, posted recently that Netanyahu emphasized in an interview that the war with Iran is ongoing, citing concerns over enriched uranium and ballistic missiles. From Belaz News, they highlighted Trump's comments on Iran. He said they are not fully defeated and hinted at potential further military actions. Let's go deeper, starting with the UAE's drone interception, reported by the Jerusalem Post. This incident follows a period of calm since the Iran war ceasefire. The Qatari PM's warning suggests regional tensions remain high. For civilians, this could mean continued instability around critical trade routes. Turning to Netanyahu's remarks on Ynet, he stressed the need for dismantling Iran's nuclear infrastructure. This stance could affect future negotiations and international relations. The implications for regional security are significant, as Iran's response remains uncertain. Meanwhile, JNS detailed the IDF's operations in Gaza. The Kafir Brigade's tunnel dismantling uncovered significant weapon caches. This operation aims to reduce immediate threats to Israeli communities near the border. That strike comes hours after the IDF's overnight raids in southern Lebanon. As reported by I-24 News, these actions might escalate tensions with Hezbollah, potentially impacting security on Israel's northern front. Finally, Axios covered Trump's ceasefire announcement. Though politically sensitive for Netanyahu, it could pave the way for broader peace talks involving Iran. The outcome could influence diplomatic dynamics across the Middle East. In financial news, first, CTEC explores how transparency acts as a negotiation strategy. Yael Chayou and Guy Milhalter emphasize the importance of human interaction over algorithmic decisions in deal-making, with implications for Israeli tech firms. Separately, Mariv Business reports on Turkey's new unmanned underwater vehicles. This technological advancement could influence naval strategies in the Mediterranean, affecting Israeli maritime interests. And finally, Walla Business discusses the economic friction between the finance minister and the governor. As the dollar exchange rate plummets, public cooperation becomes crucial to stabilizing Israel's economy. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.